Hi, I'm Cameron.
And I'm Camila.
And today we're going to be reviewing Barbie.
Barbie is a 2023 movie directed by Greta Gerwig, and it takes Barbie on her adventure and understanding her feelings and understanding how the human world differentiates from the Barbie land.
So this movie had a lot of hype on social media. It's one of the most hyped films I've seen in a while that's not part of a big franchise. Mm-hmm. Do you think it lived up to the hype? Do you think it didn't? Do you think it's properly rated? What do you think?
I think it's properly rated. I think a lot of what is on social media is a lot of the conservatives kind of going against the movie. That's been a lot of what has happened since it came out and since people have been watching it. I'm not really like the type of person to say like, oh, it lived up to the hype, it didn't. I mean, if it's a good movie, if it makes me laugh, I'm going to like it. Those are my thoughts on it personally. Yeah. What about you?
I completely agree. Like when Greta Gerwig announced that she was going to be doing Barbie, you knew it was going to be a very divisive film no matter what. But I think it's a very good movie. I don't think it was overhyped. I don't think it was underhyped. I think it's just a very good movie that will probably be nominated for Best Picture. Gets the accolades that it deserves.
I agree. It's definitely going to earn a couple awards. Not only just like set design, like cast, like stuff like that. I think it was properly rated. I liked everything about it. I think it did really well.
Yeah. So I think a big part about this movie, which you mentioned before, was the cast. Like, what'd you think? It's a very stacked cast.
It's a crazy cast. I remember when they first put out the posters and I got so excited. It was like almost kind of random. I like Dua Lipa. I forgot his name. Michael Cera.
Yep.
Michael Cera, America Ferrera. Kate McKinnon. That was really good too.
John
Cena wasn't announced. He was kind of like a surprise character in the movie.
He was announced. I remember when they announced John Cena.
Was he announced?
Yes.
I don't remember. Okay, I might have missed it then.
I know any John Cena news. I know he was announced.
Of course. But what do you think about the cast?
I thought it was really good. Like, everyone came to play. I don't think there was a bad performance. Of course, like, Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling are both getting acclaim for their performances, deservedly so. But I think it was a very good cast. And I think everyone did a good job playing their part. No one was trying too hard to upstage anyone.
Right.
I think, like, again, everyone just did their jobs, and that's what happens when you cast top-tier actors.
Yeah, I really liked seeing their interactions with each other, specifically between Ken and then the other Ken, who was played by Simu Lee. I thought it was really funny. Yeah. They just kept having, like, this kind of like, frenemies thing, and, like, doing beach and, like, trying to get Barbie's attention. I thought it was really funny.
Yeah, it would have been interesting to see who would have won the beach off.
The beach off was its own thing. I thought it was really funny. The way they just kept calling it beach as if that's like Ken's job. Like, Ken's job is to do beach.
So, speaking of Ken and Ryan Gosling, so people think he should be nominated for an Oscar for playing Ken, but he also might be nominated for an Oscar for his musical performance. What do you think of the soundtrack as a whole?
The soundtrack is actually really good. I have more than half of it on my playlist just because it's really good. Ice Spice, her track, was really good. Definitely Dua Lipa's, because hers is like not the intro song, but it's definitely like the main one. I think they use parts of the song as like the score for other scenes in the movie, mm-hmm. like when Barbie is walking into Mattel and stuff like that. Like, I think it was a really killer soundtrack.
I thought it was a really good soundtrack too. Definitely some songs that are going to be like very played over the radio, such as that Dua Lipa song. Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know what it's called, but I'm assuming like Dance the Night Away.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
So the set design was another thing that really stuck out in this movie, especially the contrast between Barbie Land and the real world. What were your thoughts on that?
I loved the way Barbie Land looks. It looks exactly like how I pictured it when I was younger. Like, see, like, even the way that Barbie floated, like, from the top of her roof to her car, because nobody ever brings, like, the Barbie, like, down the stairs, through the front door, and into the car. They lift her off the roof and into the car. Or, like, when she opens the fridge, the backside of the fridge is stickered and has like fake products that are still stickered, like the milk and the fruit and stuff. But then on the side, like the door that opens, there's the shelf with the actual things, which is exactly like what my Barbie dream house had when I was younger.
So like, we've only had really good things to say about this movie. Do you have anything that you have a problem, anything that's a negative of this film that you think?
I think it was all pretty good. I was really confused with like the Will Ferrell part and like his company, like trying to go like find Barbie. Like, I understand they were there like to keep Barbie from the real world and to keep the two worlds separated, but they just kind of like disappeared in the end. They just kind of like stayed off in the back.
That's what I agree. I wasn't too confused. Like, I liked the part. Like, I liked how when she came in, she's like, oh, can I speak to your guys' boss? They're all like, oh no, we're the boss. And it definitely helped like accentuate the big difference between Barbie Land and the real world, where we have the patriarchy in the real world. And I just don't think they followed through with it too well, because after that whole scene where they chase Barbie throughout Mattel headquarters, then they're just like traveling, but they don't really try to stop Barbie at the end. Like, it doesn't really follow through with that. At the end, they just like go, Will Ferrell does like a bunch of goofy noises and cries, and then that's the end of that storyline. I thought it was something that could have worked, and they just didn't follow through with it. And that's my only problem with the movie. So I have one more question for you. Do you think that, so like this movie's the highest grossing Warner Brothers film of all time. Do you think that this movie would have grossed as much if it didn't come out at the same time as Oppenheimer, which created a massive craze about Barbenheimer and people going to see both movies? Do you think it would have been, I think it would have gotten the same critical acclaim, but do you think it would have been like as watched? Do you think it would have grossed as much?
This is a great question, because I honestly don't know. Because I don't want to say that the like Barbie coming out the same time as Oppenheimer and those two movies being completely different, I don't want to say that that's the reason why this movie got so big. It got so big for reasons on its own, but I really can't tell.
I don't know. I think it would have grossed a lot. I don't know if it would have grossed, because it did gross more than Oppenheimer, so it would have been still very, very viewed. Yeah. But I think, like, for a lot of people, and including me, I probably wouldn't have seen either Barbie or Oppenheimer in theaters, just because it's during the summer. So I watch a lot of movies during the school year and stuff, but during the summer, like, I get pretty lazy. I don't usually go out to, like, the movies. But a big reason I did that is because it's just that whole phenomenon that to see those on the same day, and I think that's a big reason I saw both. So I do think that it wouldn't have grossed as much, because other people, like, just had to go on and go with everyone else to go see both these movies.
Yeah, I agree. It definitely, like, would have helped in some sort of way. But, I mean, it did help. I mean, look how much it made. But I remember, like, specifically, like, making plans with, like, my roommate being like, we're going to watch Barbie and then go get dinner and then go watch Oppenheimer and then stuff like that. And I saw a lot of people on the internet also having those same plans. So I definitely think that helped with not only the grossing of Barbie, but also Oppenheimer.
I completely agree. Okay. So watching the trailers for this movie, they kind of really made it look like it was going to be, like, an adventure film with Barbie and Ken. And that's really all I could tell from it. But they didn't really talk about the plot at all. What did you think about going into it, not really knowing what the plot was going to be?
I think that's what made it so much more exciting. That's like, it was all part of the experience, because we truly did not know what was going to happen. So just sitting there and like anticipating what's going to happen and like hoping that this might happen or this might happen, and then what the plot actually turned out to be, it was all part of the experience. And I think it made it so much more fun watching it.
I agree. I do like that with films, because like the last one I can remember really not knowing the plot about was kind of like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which was a very hyped film, and like no one really, the trailers never really showed what the plot was going to be, and I really enjoyed that, because you go in with like no knowledge, but like especially with Barbie, and you knew who Barbie and Ken were, and you already knew they were going to have a stacked cast, so you were interested to see what they were going to do and how they were going to incorporate these people into the film. And speaking of that stacked cast, there were a few good cameos and like joke appearances. What was your favorite guest cameo in it?
Guest cameo. Michael Cera as Alan. He was definitely, you know, teaming up with all the Barbies in terms of the plot. So I thought he was very fun.
Yeah. For me, it's my hero, John Cena. So it's really amazing to see someone as amazing as John Cena in this film. Like, he showed me, like, you can be strong enough to lift both the Big Show and Edge at the same time at WrestleMania 25. And then he also shows that you can fight the patriarchy.
Speaking of patriarchy, that was what the plot ended up being about. So
very true.
Of course, as a woman and somebody that has to deal with it, it definitely portrayed it almost perfectly. Seeing especially America Ferrera's speech when they're all sitting in the van, like, she hit all of the points. And of course, at that time, they're trying to battle all the Kens and like the Mojo Dojo Casa houses and their horses and stuff like that. But what do you think?
Again, I completely agree with what you're saying. It was definitely something that needed to be talked about in the film. And speaking of the Mojo Dojo Casa houses, I really, one of my favorite scenes in the film was when they were trying to, spoiler alert, when they were overthrowing the Kens, and you got the one guy mansplaining the Godfather. And, like, if you've seen the movie, it's, like, 30 seconds into it, too, and he's already paused in, is explaining the movie. So I think it's really funny, because I definitely know a few guys who are like that, who, especially with women, feel the need to mansplain a guy's movie.
Yeah, and I love that they use such specific examples like that, because yes. I've definitely had that kind of encounter before. So just hitting it, like, right on the spot really did it for me.
I completely agree. So what would you give us out of 10, Camille?
Out of 10? Mm-hmm. Definitely a 9.5. Only, I'm not giving it the extra 0.5 because of the Will Ferrell and, like, the Mattel company going around trying to like chase after Barbie. But other than that, I thought everything else was perfect.
I completely agree. I give it a 9 out of 10. Thought it was a great film.
Agreed.
I think it's one of the best films of the summer. And honestly, I think people who were actually excited about the movie and didn't come in with agendas that they'd already made up in their heads before the movie started, it's a very enjoyable movie.
Agreed.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.